Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. It is just I today, Eric Jensen. How are you guys doing? I am doing okay myself. I am just here living the dream, Salt Lake City, Utah. Enjoying the last few nice days of fall. We have a colossal Week 8 schedule to get into. Ton of interesting games going on. But first of all, I'd like to just note, we won't be going over Thursday Night Football in this game, in this recap. We will probably touch on it on Sunday show. Yes, that is right. We are going to have a Sunday night show this weekend. Probably a live cast of at least my end on Twitter. And if we have a guest, probably won't be live, but we will have it up by the end of Sunday night. So keep an eye out for that. It's going to be a ton of fun, and I hope you'll tune in for that as well as this, so we can see how Week 8 wraps up. All right, it is time to get into the games, and let's start with, the Bears and the Jets. Two teams that are coming off kind of rough patches in their schedules thus far. The Jets will, of course, be without star running back Bilal Powell out for the rest of the year with a neck injury. Surgery was reportedly successful on that, so good to hear for him. He has been one of the more underrated running backs in the league, in my opinion, over the last few years. The Bears coming off some rough weeks, and really, last week, a very disheartening loss to the Patriots, in which they were able to move the ball okay, but their defense didn't come through, which is rare because of how well this team started on defense. They get the Jets, though, who have played poorly on the offensive line side of the ball, and against a rookie quarterback in Sam Darnold, who is coming off his worst game of his rookie campaign. And you look at this game and you just think to yourself, which one of these quarterbacks is better, Sam Darnold or Mitchell Trubisky? And I think it's Darnold. I don't buy Trubisky. I don't buy his arm. Yes, you can be a great running quarterback, but you got to have an arm. Cam Newton, great running quarterback, but he has an arm. Deshaun Watson, great running quarterback, but he has an arm. Like, you got to have an arm to succeed in this league. And I'm not sure Mitchell Trubisky has much of one. So it'll be interesting to see how things play out against the Jets secondary that's kind of banged up right now, and a Jets defense that is really banged up in general. I wouldn't be surprised to see Trubisky have a nice game. He's had some really good games thus far this year. For saying that he doesn't have a great arm, the stats don't really match up, but if you watch it, there are four or five throws a game that are real head scratchers for him still, and maybe it's all the mental part, but I've just never seen anything from Trubisky with his arm that makes me go, wow, this guy really has it. I see it with his legs. I think he's already one of the best running quarterbacks in the league, but I'm not sure he's got it with his arm, and I think this game is going to tell us a lot about where the Bears are as a team. Whoever wins this game, I would say, has a ton of hope left for the rest of their season. Whoever loses it has got a rough path, especially the Bears, who start playing a lot of divisional games here pretty soon against the division that is heating up at the right time of the year. So in this one, if I had to pick it, I think I'm going to take the Jets, actually. I just have a gut feeling that Sam Darnold's going to have a good day, and it is so late here, and I think Darnold's going to have a great day, and the Jets win. All right, we skipped Eagles-Jaguars, so we got to touch on this the London game, and another game where winner kind of has to, loser leaves town, you know? Like, this game determines whether the Eagles have a shot in their division and whether the Jaguars have a shot in their division. Blake Bortles is going to be starting. I mean, when he's doubted, though, Bortles is really good as a quarterback when you think he's down. I think he's going to have a great day. I think the Eagles are playing well, but not amazing on offense. I think the Jaguars' defense needs to step up, obviously. But that being said, I think they will. And I'm going to take the Jaguars. I'm the Jaguars in this one. I think Bortles has a good day. I think Carlos Hyde is going to be a massive part of this offense in his first game as a Jaguar. And it's going to be a really interesting game. I think it's low scoring, but the Jaguars get away with it. The Buccaneers, the Bengals coming off an embarrassment against the Kansas City Chiefs. They are not the elite team that I thought they were in the AFC, but that's okay because they're playing a bad Bucs team, and I don't expect this game to be particularly close. I think Joe Mixon's going to run wild in this game. If you have him in fantasy, you got to start him. If you have any of the Bengals offense in fantasy, you got to start him this week. The Buccaneers defense, while they look to be a little bit improved against, as I blank on their on the game they played last week. I believe it was not the Falcons. It was, pardon this terrible podcasting, it was the Browns. They played a bit better on defense against the Browns last week, but I still got the feeling that the Bengals are going to whoop them. I think that Cincinnati takes this W and takes it big. So I am excited to see how this game ends up. But the game that honestly I'm most excited for this week is the 3-3 Seattle Seahawks versus the 3-3 Lions. And yes, I know there are better games, but this game really interests me. How much are we going to see Damon Harrison, traded to the Lions from the Giants, play in this game? I think that was a great move for the Lions. They needed a pass rush for an offense that has started to heat up. Kerryon Johnson has gotten hot at the right time. The Seahawks defense is really good against the pass. I think the Lions are going to have to run it down their throat. This is such an interesting game to me. I really think that the Lions are going to get pressure on Russell Wilson. By the way, the Seahawks offensive line, I think it's been a little bit better this year. Not a lot better, but I think there has been slight improvement from last year. They are a sneaky good team, the Seattle Seahawks, and still a really good defense. And Russell Wilson's obviously one of the top five quarterbacks in the league right now. This game is going to be really high scoring, I think. I really expect the Detroit wide receivers to have a good bounce back day after they were kind of shut down last week. I think Kenny Galladay is going to have a big day. Marvin Lewis Jr. is going to have a good day. Golden Tate's going to have a good day. The Lions offense, it just feels like they're starting to tick. And I think this game is going to be really tight. This game is extremely hard for me to pick. But just because it's in Detroit, I'm going to have to go with the Lions, but it wouldn't shock me if the Seahawks won this game. And if the Seahawks do win this game, you have to start thinking about them as a legit wildcard contender in the NFC and a team that is not really rebuilding right now, but a team that is kind of in the midst of reestablishing a new identity, I would say, rather than a rebuild. Maybe not a reload, I would say it's a rebrand. Maybe they're not the Legion of Boom anymore, but maybe they don't need to be. Maybe this team can have an excellent defense with Bradley McDougal playing out of his mind at safety, and maybe they can have some interesting running backs in Rashad Penny, and maybe Russell Wilson can play out of his mind and have an MVP-type season, although one insane thing about this Russell Wilson season where he usually leads the league in all kinds of passing stats is the fact that he only has 1,308 yards this year. That's low for quarterbacks, but especially this year where passing numbers are way up and inflated, and we already have guys on the brink of 2,000-yard seasons halfway through. He has 13 touchdowns, though, and only 4 interceptions. This guy is playing like an MVP. He has his entire career. I think he has a real shot at winning it, especially if he keeps the Seahawks relevant. All this being said, I think Matthew Stafford's due for a good game. I think he is. 1,602 yards on the year, 12 touchdowns. I think the Seahawks and the Lions. I'm taking the Lions in this one. Broncos, Chiefs, a week after a win. The Broncos probably had their worst week of the season. Von Miller got called out in the media about having a party. Chad Kelly got cut. The Bolins are feuding with Joe Ellis. They want the trust given up because sneaky good job by the Bolins. And honestly, the only reason I'm still rooting for this team is Pat Bowlen. They're going to get Beth Bowlen in here, and she's going to clean house. Because as much as Elway wants to use his sway, Bowlen's got the lawyers. And Bowlen's going to bring in the lawyers, and he's going to clean house. And the Denver Broncos need that. They're going to... If Bowlen gets control of his team by the end of the year, which I think she can, John Elway gone. He's gone. He's gone. He has worn out his welcome in Denver. He is no longer the prodigal son. People have forgotten him. Peyton Manning is a guy right now. Right now, Peyton Manning's a guy. And sure, you could say John Elway brought him there. Good for John Elway. But what did he do? He wasted Peyton Manning's prime years. He only won one Super Bowl with him, and that was the year Peyton Manning was in decline. John Elway has messed up every single thing he's done with the Broncos for the past, for over his entire career as a GM. And he got hidden because he picked up Peyton Manning. Chiefs blow him out. I think they're going to, yeah, Chiefs walk all over him. I don't think this game's particularly close. Redskins, Giants. Gotta love the Redskins in this one. Although I think Saquon's going to have a good day. I think Saquon's going to have a good day either way. 481 yards thus far this year. But I think the Redskins have got this one in the bag. I don't want to talk about this game a ton just because the Giants now, you look at the defense and it isn't special anymore. And you look at the offense and it's struggling. I feel like the Redskins could blow this game out. And I feel like this might be the game where Alex Smith kind of puts it together. He hasn't had a good Alex Smith game yet this year. But I think he might. I think this might be the week where he puts it all together. All right, moving on to our next game. Our next game, of course, Matthew Pierce's favorite team. Shout out to the Pierce of Mind podcast. Had a great show tonight out there in Cleveland land. They are having fun, drinking a little bit too much out there in Ohio. Stay safe, Pierce. I don't want to have you come back in a body bag. I don't need that in my life. Pierce is going to be doing a live call for this game, and I am super excited. It's going to be in my ear while I watch whatever 11 o'clock game I decide to watch. This game is going to be really interesting to me, especially if Hugh Jackson takes over more of a play calling, which is a little bit strange because I thought the Browns had their best offensive half of the year in the second half against the Tampa Bay Bucks. I don't think this is a team that, quote, knows how to win yet. I know that's stupid and cliche sounding, but I do think it's true. I'm losing faith in Hugh Jackson. I bought into him there for about 2 weeks in September, but he's kind of losing my faith. And I feel like if the Steelers get a win by 14 or more points in this game, I don't know if the Browns totally say goodbye to Hugh, but I think the writing might be on the wall if he loses this game. And I don't think they'd fire Hugh Jackson mid-season, especially because they've started out kind of okay. But I think he might be gone after this season, especially if he doesn't win this game against Pittsburgh, a team you could have beat earlier in the year. I think these Browns can do it. I really do. But I think they're catching Pittsburgh at the worst possible time. I think the Steelers are incredibly hot right now. They've started to figure out what they're doing on offense. Antonio Brown's getting back involved. Juju Smith-Schuster's hot right now. They're using their tight ends extremely effectively, and James Conner's coming off some of his best games in his starting career. Le'Veon Bell will not be back for this game. I'm kind of sick of his storyline. I think a lot of people are. And it's not that I'm saying that Le'Veon Bell is doing the wrong thing. I think I'm always rooting with the players. I think he should hold out for however long he wants to. But to say you're going to be back in week 8 and then not show up in week 8, or like, that's kind of BS. Like, show up for your team in week 7 when you say you're going to be back. And now he's not here week 8. He'll be back week 10. He's going to get paid. And I mean, it's probably smart for him, but just be transparent. I guess that's all I'd say. If I had a player on the Broncos doing this, like, say John Elway messes up with Von Miller at some point, which he probably will, like, I'd be fine with Von Miller holding out to get more money. Just be transparent with the fans and your teammates about when you're coming back, and don't pull all this, oh, I'm coming back this week. Wait, no, I'm not coming back this week. I'm going to stay out another week. That's not cool. Just show up when you say you're going to show up, basically. I don't think that's that much to ask. Baker Mayfield had his best half in the second half last week. I am really excited to hear Pierce call this game. I think it's going to be full of a lot of antics. Unfortunately, I'm breaking my streak. I think I've picked the Browns every week this year, but I got to take the Steelers in this one. I got a bad feeling about this. I feel like the Browns might not have a awesome day. But for what it's worth, this Browns season has gone just about as well as anyone could have hoped in Cleveland. You have 2 wins almost 8 games through the season, which is, I think, a lot more than people expected. You could easily have won a lot of these games, and I think next year this team's going to be really interesting, but I don't think they're going to be great a lot this year for the rest of it. I'm kind of off the Browns, but I think next year is the year. Next year, they're definitely going to the playoffs. They just need a new coach, but they're still fun to watch every week, so I am taking the Steelers. So, Ravens, Panthers. Oh, man, this game is really interesting to me. The Panthers are one of the more mesmerizing teams, I think, in the NFC right now, because I feel like they're right in the tier that's below the Saints and Rams, but they aren't quite, but they're above the Minnesota Vikings, who are still a really good team. I would say the Panthers are arguably the third best team in the NFC, right behind the Rams and the Saints. I think that Cam Newton has had a really underrated year. The defense has played awesome. It was supposed to be a question, but I think that's the strength of this team, is the defense. And I love the Panthers. I think they're a team that can do some things, and they play a Ravens team that has kind of come back to earth a little bit. I also love this Ravens team. I still think they can do a lot in the AFC, but I think this is a week that the Panthers kind of separate themselves from the pack, and I'm taking the Panthers in this one. I think they go 5-2, and I think there's a shot that they could challenge the Saints for the division. I think the Saints are a better team, but definitely a team that can challenge for the division. So I'm taking the Panthers in this one. Colts, Raiders, I'll just say this. The Colts are not done. Watch this team. They're a good team. 2-5, they are better than the record shows. Andrew Luck's going to have a big game. Marlon Mack's going to have a big game. I don't know what the Oakland Raiders are as a team. I think they're going to go 1-15. I don't want to waste my time on them. And I don't think you want to hear that much about the Raiders unless you want to hear me talk for the 700th time about how firing Jack Del Rio was the biggest mistake this franchise ever made. So, I'm taking the Colts in this one. Big game, Packers, Rams. All right, now a lot of people are taking the Rams in this one, and I understand why, but let me make a case for the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, obviously, he's always going to give you a chance to win. If they can use Aaron Jones correctly, this Rams defense has been a little bit lax against the run to the outside, which is what Jones really excels at. I think that the wide receivers for the Packers are okay. I think that this Packers secondary is better than advertised, even though the Rams embarrass everyone. I think this is going to be a shootout. I don't think the Packers are going to get blown out. I'm taking the Rams in this one, but it would not shock me at all if the Packers beat the Rams. And I think this game's going to be close. I'm really excited to watch it. I hope I get it on. I believe it's America's Game of the Week, so I think I'm getting it here in Utah. So I am really excited to watch this game. Really excited to watch Jared Goff. One of the more exciting games of the week. I'm hyped to see it. So, let's hope that the Packers can keep it semi-close. They're not that far out of it in that division. That division is wide open, just as kind of everyone, as I throughout the offseason at least, had kind of thought about it, you know? Like, this division is up for grabs still. The Vikings are 4-2, 4-2-1. They have a tie with the Packers. The Lions are 3-3. The Bears are 3-3. Anyone can win this division still. That all being said, I think the Rams are going to get the win here. I'm going to pick a score for this one. I'm going to say Rams 42, Packers 38. Really exciting close game. But the Rams get out of there with a win. Niners Cardinals. I'm done picking against CJ Beathard. Give this man some respect. He is a starting level quarterback in the NFL. I think he will be a starter on a team next year. I think he is a top 25 NFL quarterback right now. And I think he can improve. I think he can maybe get up to being a top 20 quarterback. He might be if he wins this game in my next quarterback rankings. If he can put some good games together, which he has. Like, yes, he turns the ball over too much through interceptions. But you got to expect that from a young guy. This guy's only played, what, 3-4 games? He's already got 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns. Like, it's pretty insane if you ask me. I think that Beathard is a lot better than people give him credit for. On the other side, Josh Rosen has struggled. I'm willing to admit that. I'm still a huge Josh Rosen fan. I don't think by any means that this is forecasting that he's some kind of bust, but he just has no one around him. He's coming off his worst performance of his career thus far. 3 interceptions against the Broncos. I don't think they have an offense that can challenge him. I think Steve Wilks might be one of these one and done guys, because that team just isn't playing. And I hope they trade Larry Fitzgerald just so he gets a chance to play for a winner, because he's such a good guy. And still, I think he has something as a wide receiver, but he can't carry this offense like he once did. And David Johnson has completely disappeared. He has been the biggest disappointment of this NFL season. The Cardinals are overall pretty depressing right now. They're going through a really big rebuild. So let's hope that we see maybe an entertaining game out of Josh Rosen this game. I think this game could be close, but the Niners take it, because I believe in CJ Beathard right now. All right, Saints Vikings, Sunday Night Football. This is a huge game in the NFC. If the Vikings win this game, I'm back on the Vikings. I kind of haven't bought into them at all the past few weeks, but if they can beat the Saints, I believe that this team is what I thought they were at the beginning of the year, which is a Super Bowl contender. Right now, I don't see that. I see that with the Saints, though. I think the Saints are the NFC's representative from the Super Bowl, and we'll get to these next week in our mid-season kind of recap show. I think the Saints are the no doubt rep from the NFC. I get it. The Rams are this explosive offense. I feel like the Saints are a more balanced team, and I feel like the Saints offense, especially with Kamara running out of his mind and Mark Ingram back and Drew Brees having such a great season, like, this team is arguably the best team in football, I would say. That's my argument for them. I think they're better than the Rams. And I know a lot of people are going to shake their heads at that. I know that's a hot take, but I think the Saints are better than the Rams, and they're going to be the guys that, like, this is the team. This is the team that's going to come out of the NFC. I think we're going to find out a lot about them Sunday night. I'm taking the Saints in this one. All right, finishing this up. Nice, short podcast for you guys today. Listen to it on your commute. Saints, Patriots, Bills. Oh, man, let's not waste any time. Patriots. They figured it out. Same old Patriots. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Listen, let me line up the shows for you guys next week. We have a massive amount of shows next week. We have a show Sunday night. We have a show Wednesday night. We have a show... Oh, pardon me. We have a show Friday night. And I believe, actually, we also have a show Thursday night. A special kind of look ahead to the draft show with Usaid Koshal, who does some great work with prospect lookouts and things like that. So, four shows this upcoming week. It is going to be wild. Wednesday show is going to feature power rankings. We just got a great week coming up. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year to podcast, just because it's going to be an incredibly busy week, yes, but I'm so excited for this next week of podcasting. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. This is Eric Jensen signing off for the End Zone Podcast. We will see you guys Sunday night. Peace out. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.